Blog Talk Radio.
Almost Live. From somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now, here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You, a very special show tonight. I am surrounded by beauty and blonde and brunette, and I don't even know where to begin, so... we're going to bypass the music tonight, and I am very privileged to introduce Claudia the Brunette.
Hello, everyone.
And Courtney the Blonde.
Hi, everybody.
Do they sound alike? I'm not sure.
Welcome to Casa de C Squared.
Yes, it is Casa de C Squared. And for those of you who do not get that, C Squared, Claudia, Courtney, thanks. That's our education for tonight. Casa means house, so guess where we are. Nobody show up, okay? We are going to talk about the age-old question of what is the better hair color on a woman?
Blonde. Brunette.
Or redhead. We can't forget the redheads.
Yes,
but for tonight we're going to. I love my redhead girl, so you guys don't get mad at me and all that. So anyway, let's start out. The classic argument has always been, which is better, blondes or brunettes? Blondes have more fun. Brunettes are smarter. But we're going to try and prove that slightly different tonight because we have two very professional, very smart, very beautiful women of equal hair color. And I'm going to start off by saying that to me, as a human male, it's not the color of the hair. It's the woman underneath that matters. So now that I've gotten that crap out of the way, let's get started with... I'm going to let, because Claudia has been on the show before, you guys know, I'm going to let you start. What are the main attributes and advantages of being a brunette?
You know,
she doesn't know.
Obviously, Courtney and I have our own takes on this, which is
why we're here. Yeah.
Courtney has a true theory that I really didn't have a huge opinion, you know, in thinking about the bigger theory around it and thinking about the dating world around it. I didn't have a big theory until Courtney one day brought it up and she just dead set on it. And I was like, you know, you make me think. So we'll get there in a minute. So before that conversation, I would say I think being a brunette is more exotic. I think there are more blondes, but research actually says otherwise. But that was my take on it. But then I know in my perspective, when I see a guy, and you know, the whole thing for guys is tall, dark, and handsome. So the blondes just get screwed out of the get-go.
The blonde guys, you mean?
Yeah. Because it's just
Well, okay.
We can talk about that. Too,
yeah, we will.
Of course.
Okay.
But
I disagree with you.
But so for me, I always think the tall, dark, and handsome guys go for blondes. But actually, last night, Courtney even said, I said, ooh, look at that guy, tall, dark, and handsome. She's like dark. And I was like, come on, Court. And so that was the guy perspective for her. But I'm automatically, like if I'm researching a guy, a.k.a. Facebook stalking, I will look at his pictures. And if he's with a bunch of blondes, I'm like, damn it, he likes blondes.
Or they gravitate towards him. Tall, dark, and handsome,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, we are not, you know, we're not opposed, as those of you who are on Facebook or Facebook friends with any of the three of us just realize that we'll get our pictures taken with anybody anytime if they want to, and even if they're not,
sure,
don't look like y'all. So, but I'm interested now, I mean, since you brought it up, to hear Courtney's quote-unquote theory. Will you share that with us?
Yes, definitely. I've always said that I think brunettes get taken a lot more seriously than blondes. And I think when guys go to date, blondes are the girls that they want to go out and have fun with, and the brunettes are the girls that they want to take home to mom and that they will put a ring on their finger.
Her exact words were, they'll date a blonde and have a great girlfriend, fun girlfriend for a while, but they will marry the brunette.
That's probably true.
I've
actually heard that before.
Right.
The reason is that, I don't know why everybody tries to please their mom. You know, dad's going to want you to bring home the blonde.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really. I mean, way to go,
dude.
Way to go. That's my boy.
Exactly.
Grumpy
dads like me, John.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Oh,
but they want to date
because
you, too.
You're good
so,
for their son.
Yeah. And you're good for their son. And, you know, you make a good living and you know, they don't have to support their kid anymore.
Am I a dirty dish rag here?
No, not at all.
I just don't see it that way. And I will tell you, I didn't think about this until she brought it up. But my last three very serious boyfriends were all brunette guys. Like, they only date brunettes. They find brunettes very sexy. Then they date me, and I'm a brunette. Then we have a very serious relationship. Then we split for whatever reason, my fault, their fault, whatever. Then their very next girlfriends have always been blondes. And
transitional woman.
One married, one, and then the next two are both fiercely dating blondes, and they were very much brunette women. And so I have to disagree with her.
Okay, well, let's back up a second, though. Okay, are they natural blondes, or are they peroxide blondes?
Who knows?
Well, statistics show 15% of women in this country are natural blondes.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But I'm not, I don't think that that's up for argument here. I think just it's aesthetics.
Well, it is, but I have to ask, because, you know, Courtney's a natural blonde, you're a natural brunette, for the most part, right?
For the most part, yeah.
But when a woman who is a brunette, and I don't think you've ever done this, but a woman who's a brunette dyes her hair blonde, does her personality change into blonde personality?
You know what?
I mean, you know people have done it, obviously.
Maybe someone to call it.
It's really difficult to go from brunette to blonde. If you're a lighter haired brunette and you have brown hair and you can go to blonde, I have black hair. I can't go to blonde.
That's true.
It's impossible. Like, I can barely go brown.
Let's say, for instance, though, you have your brunette and you even do blonde streaks or you do something like that. Does your personality change when you do that?
I mean, I think for some girls, and I've had friends that have done that, and they've said, oh my gosh, it's true. Blondes have more fun. Because in some of the statistics, again, blondes get approached more by guys.
I agree
and
with that.
So, of course, it's going to boost a girl's self-esteem. So, of course, their personality is probably going to change from I was a little more quiet and timid to I'm the blondebomb.com, you know?
Is there a website like that?
Maybe. I don't want to go there.
Let's go get there. Let's go get it. Let's quit it.
Probably. Again, a blonde thing. No. But, you know, I kind of have a problem with, this is Claudia speaking, the brunette. I have a problem with the blondes have more fun comment because Courtney has said it a million times and she'll tell you, I'm probably one of the most fun people she knows.
Well, I'm going to say that's just like a generalized statement.
It is very general.
Because I do think you have a lot more fun.
Or that blondes
have more fun in general. Until the last couple of years, I only had blonde friends.
You only had blonde fun.
Exactly.
All my best friends.
Now, my three best friends are all brunettes and it freaks me out. But, yes, Claudia does have more fun than
blonde. But you get
blonde.
To observe.
But,
right?
And my three best friends are blonde. But it makes me more exotic looking. I didn't pre-plan that. But I look like the exotic one.
Or did you?
I am good, but I'm not that
or
good, John.
Or did you? Yeah, so... Well, I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, as a guy, you know, I look at the two of you and I'm not looking at your hair color. I'm looking at your face. I'm looking at your features. And to me, the hair color doesn't matter as much. But getting down to it, if I'm going to pick one or the other, I'm going to have a preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what my personal preference is.
I don't want to know something.
No, you know, I'm not going to tell. I don't even know. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
You shut up. All of it. Tell
okay, see, I'm arguing. I'm getting along with the blonde. I'm arguing with the brunette. So
I will call you out.
That's
blondes
right.
Blondes just giggle at everything.
Oh, here we go. Blondes giggle at everything.
Okay. Courtney's out there.
Stereotypical.
Okay, fair enough. I like it.
Stereotyping.
So,
She's not.
That's good. So give me some other differences that you all have personality-wise between blondes and brunettes.
Real quick before we do personality, I want to say this because I will lose it.
Okay.
Forget stuff. And I'm a brunette. Uh-oh. You know. Blonde moment.
Airhead.
Right? No, I think sometimes people like to say that they gravitate towards the blonde because blondes usually have lighter eyes. I happen to be a brunette with light eyes, and I actually get that a lot. Like, oh,
true.
I love a girl with dark hair and light eyes.
That's pretty,
so it's
yeah.
like, are you getting the best of both worlds a little bit? Because that some people do. For me, I think blonde women are very attractive, and I'll tell you what I think what I like aesthetically. I like the contrast of the blonde hair. And then usually they almost always have darker eyebrows. You hardly ever see, like, straight blonde eyebrows. So, for some reason, I think it's very attractive when someone has blonde hair and a little bit darker eyebrows. Not the whole black eyebrows, you bleached your hair thing, but like Courtney, a little bit darker eyebrows and the blonde hair. I think that's a very pretty contrast on skin that makes your eyes pop, like your eyelashes even pop. Because for me, everything's black. Black hair on the head. Black eyebrows, black eyelashes. There's nothing popping.
Thank you. Thankfully, your teeth are not black.
Exactly.
Good, right?
Yeah.
But no, and it is about contrast.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's facial features should have some contrast to it. I agree with that. And that does pop out a lot more to people who are paying attention to what you look like. But a lot of it also has to do, I think, with public perception.
Yeah.
The blonde woman, Courtney.
Yes.
Forgive me for saying this, but it is what it is.
Sure, go ahead.
Is, like you said, Claudia, easier to approach.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe easier, period.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the brunette, you're going to have to work a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because she's corporate and she is, you know, she's smarter and she knows what she wants. And, you know, you have to bust your tail to romance her.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that conversation, romance or impress. one of my finer moments, thank you very much, on the show, but coming up with that on the fly. But, you know, you still deal with the public perception, okay? And those of you who are tweeting and texting, we appreciate it. Also in the chat room, your comments are more than welcome. And we're passing around telephones here, so we appreciate everything you guys are saying. Anyway, what do you think about that, though, as far as dealing with public perception?
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, why, because of dark hair, that she's smarter than I am? Or why am I easy, because I have blonde hair?
And why is she more fun? Because I'm a damn good time.
You need to wear a sign.
And why do you don't, I mean, you have to work just as hard to impress Courtney as you do me.
But the perception
but
is
the
you
perception,
don't.
Right.
And perception
exactly.
equals reality in many cases. Now, the individual woman is a different story.
Right, but yes. I think that's that whole perception of blondes are dumb, and I kind of think that's out the window.
You know, I
don't
think
that's gone.
Is it?
I think that is.
I don't know.
I think the whole blondes are dumb is out the window. There's still your fair share of blonde jokes. I've not heard that many brunette jokes, so...
Because the brunettes are the ones that made up the blonde jokes.
But
I'm
right?
saying.
Did she say because you're smarter? Did she say because you're smarter?
Smart.
Okay.
I didn't say because
I'm smart. Gotcha. But go ahead.
I think the blondes are dumb thing is out the window. I think there are plenty of very successful women out there now that are blonde. I mean, I'm not political, but Hillary Clinton, she did a lot of the work when Bill Clinton was in office, and our country was run well, and I'm neither conservative whatever, or I'm neither.
I thought Sarah Palin did do it. She was kind of a blonde. She was like a dumb brunette.
She's brunette. But she's brunette.
Yeah, right,
brains,
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so I think it can go either way. I think your hair color has nothing to do with, now some people play it up. I think some people play the card. I think some people play the ditzy blonde. I think some people play the I'm hot and sexual and that's all I have going for me when you're a blonde. And I think there are some brunettes that do the same thing. Megan Fox, I think she's very sexy. I'm not sure how smart she is.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's true.
You know, I've not been impressed with an interview with her.
Well, and we can't really pull the actors this because that's, I mean, you know, I mean, they are a different breed mm-hmm. altogether, mm-hmm. you know, people in entertainment,
right.
Actors and actresses. But, you know, the everyday person that you meet, you know, you look at blondes and you have a different perception. And that's just, I think it's almost in our DNA because it goes back generations and generations.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I certainly wasn't around when, you know, our grandparents, I'm not that old,
right.
when our grandparents were around. And, you know, I'd be curious at what my grandfather would say when he was in his 20s or 30s or 40s when he saw a blonde woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's when they preferred blondes, right? Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, back in that era, but even before that. But still, well, they prefer blondes if they stand over a, you know,
you can still go back to, like, Audrey Hepburn and Elizabeth Taylor, but they're more classic
than
Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
But again, they're also actors.
Again,
so, I mean, you look at somebody, I mean, I heard the movie Notting Hill. Here we go back. Did you guys ever see that movie with Hugh Grant and Julie Roberts? She quoted Rita Hayworth in that movie. She played a famous actress who, you know, met Hugh Grant's character and they ended up being in a relationship. But she quoted Rita Hayworth, the actress, and said, you know, men go to bed with her as a character, but they wake up with Rita.
Mm.
And it's, you know, how do you handle that? Because, you know, it's just so difficult when you're one of those, you know, when you're famous, especially. But that's another story altogether.
I don't know. I mean, I brought this up earlier. Just Courtney and I were talking today about our differing views on the subject. And I was in a music video in December, and I was specifically sought out and cast because the song is Sorry While You Sleep, and it's about how he cheated on his wife, and he can't bring himself to tell her, but he always, like, stands over when she sleeps, and he says he's sorry so many times, but he never does it to her face. And so I'm sorry while you sleep, and because he cheated on her. So he said, I'm in my head, the... more beautiful, softer version of my wife is a Carrie Underwood. She's not, I mean, she's gorgeous, but she's not, you know, it's vixen sexy. That's my wife, blonde and sweet and beautiful. Then the girl that tempted me after work that day that I cheated on, that I'm disgusted with myself about now, even though it was amazing in the moment, is this sultry, dark-haired vixen, and that's who I want you to play. So I played this homewrecker. And I even said, you know, he's like, or, you know, I'm seeking you out. He's like, if you think you'd be better in the wife thing and then the blonde be the whatever. And I said, actually, you know, I do have that edgier, you know, sultry, like, bitch look, and I think I've resting RBF. I have to give my girl Denise credit for RBF resting bitch face. If I'm
I like
not
that.
Playing,
I like that.
Yeah.
Denise, she's got
it
covered.
Okay, I won't use it, but I like it.
You can use it. She will let you. But so I was like, I will play, and I did. I feel like I played that role very well. And my friend Glenn, who was a blonde, who is just a beautiful, you know, blonde girl next door, like she played that precious, sweet, gorgeous wife role so well because she was lying in bed sleeping and said all adorable. When I sleep, I ain't cute because I have resting bitch face.
Oh,
so anyway, I got cast. So it's getting totally opposite. I got cast as the dirty girl, slut bag, brunette, skank whore.
I have no initials for that. What are the initials for that one?
The acronym for that
one? Yeah, please. Skank whore. SW. Yeah.
Pronounced.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So, but then your rebuttal to that was
your I won't give that one, but her most recent video, there was a lineup of girls, and each one played a different role. And like, let's play it. Okay, who was the prom queen?
This is the song "Look at You," and it's about every guy's perfect girl. And okay. So he wanted to cast five different women that matched people. The perfect girl for a certain guy. So
okay.
A motorcycle guy has a perfect type.
Right.
A business guy has a perfect type. Okay. A country music guy has a perfect type. A fitness guy, you know, bodybuilder has a perfect type.
Okay, so five women were lined up. Mm-hmm. How many of them were blonde?
And we were literally
right. Well, let's guess. Okay, so the Barbie prom girl, blonde. The rocker chick.
Blonde.
No, rock.
Oh, brunette,
motorcycle.
Sorry.
Motorcycle rock chick.
Okay.
Brunette.
Okay. She had hair at all.
The workout Barbie.
Blonde.
And then the smart business professional lawyer Barbie.
Brunette.
And then the perfect girl who matched the country guy.
Redhead.
The
girl next door.
That was a good joke.
Thank you.
But no, also
girl next door, perfect.
All-American girl, brunette.
Brunette. Take home to mom, right? Wait. I thought it was five girls.
Three.
Oh, you said three and two. Okay. So the blondes are the brunettes.
The pretty workout girls were the blondes.
So when people are casting, when they're painting a picture, but they don't, because I was in another music video where I was cast as the Elvira.
Dark hair, yeah. So you know what? This is actually bringing up a really good point. Do you feel that you're discriminated against because you're hair color?
Yes, I do.
In what way? And where? And where? And where?
So I used to spokes model, okay?
Okay.
So there was a client that, there was four of us that worked for them, okay? Claudia was one, two of the other girls, both brunettes, and then me when they couldn't do it. Then there's the auto show circuit. Back in the day, I even went to check it out. Every girl that was speaking on the auto show floor was a brunette. It's
why?
Like, that's my point.
But supposedly we're harder to approach by men, so why is that the case?
Because you're smarter and you're taken more seriously than if a blonde was to stand up there and talk about a vehicle. You know the comments that she would get. You know that you wouldn't believe that she was smart. She was just a hot chick sitting next to a car. But as a brunette, she got to be business professional.
So the blonde hands out the pamphlets and the brunette talks about the cars.
Right.
Pretty much.
I believe so. Yeah.
And that's not discriminated in like being hired and stuff. That's more discriminated by the public. Again, public image, right?
I guess.
But in general, I mean, do you find that you get, as a blonde, you get better tables at a restaurant? Do you get, do you get preferential treatment?
Do
you get preferential treatment and you
don't? Well, she does because she's gorgeous.
But. I mean, I honestly never noticed the blonde brunette like she had.
Yeah.
I really never have. I've really never thought she got that because she was blonde. She even said she didn't get some leads in some videos. She was up against some people, and the lead always ended up being a brunette for some specific country music videos in her case. So,
because the blonde kind of stands out too much and takes attention.
Yeah, you can't be prettier than the artist.
Right.
And blondes are perceived that way.
Right.
You think?
Well, these were all male.
I agree.
But you can't be prettier than the artist,
yeah. Even if he's male, especially if he's male.
Right.
You know, so a couple of questions in the chat room I want to ask you guys.
Okay.
What do you think the cause is of our perceptions? I mean, and we talked about briefly, is it DNA? I mean, what do you think?
The cause of it.
What gives us the perception? I mean, why do I automatically think that blondes are dumb and brunettes are smart, or blondes have more fun and brunettes are you know, whatever.
I think it's society. If you go all the way back to Marilyn Monroe and the way they
portrayed
her, Hollywood.
James Mansfield, everything.
But I think it's society. I mean, there was, I think, a TV show back in the, this is back when, you know, it was first okay to start being risque and talk about women in this way or portray them this way. And I think that there was one of the first, an old song, that's an article I need to pull it up, but an old song with blonde versus brunette, and then TV show, and then Marilyn Monroe being posed that way, but then Audrey Hepburn's always classy. Like, I think it's society's fault. Which
Let's go back a little further.
What?
Would you play with me, your little girl?
Barbie.
I didn't.
See?
I never owned a Barbie.
Owned a Barbie.
Not really.
Because she was blonde.
I was just a tomboy.
Right?
She's so, always been a blonde hater.
I know, right? No, blonde hater. Don't be a hater, Claudia.
I'm not. I'm just a tomboy.
But yeah, I mean, again, in the chat room bringing up some good points, you know, Barbie dolls are way old.
Right.
And not until recently did they come out that I know of with a brunette.
Right.
Any kind of Barbie, quote unquote, you know. So, plus I think, you know, it's also mentioned that, you know, society is telling us that blondes are this, brunettes are this. But we don't know if it's that or human nature, really, to determine that. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And who's doing the serving?
Okay. More wine is on the way, y'all. So.
And the brunette serving.
And the brunette serving.
Blonde is still on her glass.
Okay, so brunettes are more alcoholics. Thank you.
Who's the party girl now?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, not me. Oh, look at this. I got all sorts of stuff.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling and regular water. I don't even know where to start.
See, brunettes give you all the options. You could want and more.
Thank you. All right. Can't wait to see what the blondes have in store for me a little bit. This is the second half hour of our show tonight. Anyway, all right. So let's continue. Okay, we talked about discrimination. What other, like, personality differences do you all see in yourselves from each other?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Because you both have sparkling personalities.
We're very similar. We're very similar, but very different. Very strange.
Yeah.
And you can even, you know, refer to your friends that you know that are blonde or brunette. I mean, what do you see differences in people you know?
Oh, I would say blonde friends are flaky.
Yeah, that was me that did that, by
right.
the way.
I think my blonde friends, because I just said, you know, my three closest friends were blonde. One of my longest friend ever from third grade on, she's blonde. And then my other next to that longest friend is brunette. So I have a balance with my two oldest friends, and they're the closest. And then my two more recent Nashville kind of everyday friends are both blonde. And not even Nashville, I should say that. One's in St. Louis. But they're both blonde in my life. And so I will have to say, and I don't mean this in a bad way, and I don't judge. It's you take people for what they are. You accept them and just part of them. And people, right. I think that Courtney will agree. I think blondes are a little more focused inward and self, not self-centered or selfish, but just a little more. They put themselves equal
over
with,
other people.
Not over, but I think they keep themselves in their interest at bay, which is very healthy. Mm-hmm. I think it's very good. I'm learning that from some of my friends, because I sometimes put people, and my dad on his deathbed said, you've got to learn to say no to people. They're going to run all like you're, because he just saw me doing it. Like,
yeah.
And I've seen that in a lot of brunettes, but also I've seen with me, and if we're going to play like both cards, not that I'm playing anyone's faults, or because I think these are good qualities too.
Right.
I think some of her other brunette friends too are a little more anal or controlling or too OCD and not carefree enough.
Right.
So
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm much more carefree than Claudia. Mm-hmm. I don't take life probably as seriously as Claudia does.
I'm way too detailed for her.
Way too.
You're way OCD. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's part of your charm too, so.
To some people.
Okay, to me, but
right.
Yeah.
To each their own.
But okay, yeah. So define carefree. When you say you're more carefree, I mean, what do you give us examples?
I'll get really hung up on something, and she'll say, Claudia,
let it run.
In the big picture,
yeah.
What does that matter?
What does it matter?
Tomorrow, what's it gonna matter?
That's true.
Yeah, don't today, stress about what,
like,
as much.
Like yeah, she's just like, really, Claudia, come on.
That just means you need more wine.
Yeah, low.
She right? often tells me it's 9 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock,
it's always
and
9 o'clock
I'm
1 o'clock.
My favorite text message is from Courtney. Will be when I'm in the next room. It's 1 o'clock in the living room.
Yeah.
I'll come right out.
That's carefree. So.
Yeah.
But again, let's go back, Courtney, to the blonde thing. I think that we are talking about, you know, Blondes are perceived maybe to be, as we said earlier, easier.
Sure.
More approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it depends. I don't like necessarily typecasting or stereotyping
doing, right?
or profiling, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
But it is what it is, and we do it, and so we get along with it. So, but how does it make you feel when you know somebody comes up to you in a bar, a guy comes up to you to hit on you or whatever, and because you're blonde?
Right.
What, I mean, talk about that a little bit.
I mean, I would say it was very frustrating for a couple of years because I felt like, you know, when Claudia and I compare relationship stories and we talk about different stories, I would say, not too recently, but back in the day, it was a little different. I would be like, these guys just want to, like, hang out. They don't want to take me to a nice dinner and, like, go on dates like they would, like, a brunette.
Oh, the double word, date.
Date, like a real date.
Yeah.
You know? They just want to, like, go have drinks.
Take date,
you know, or just party or just come hang out.
Or get in your pants.
Get my pants.
That's all.
Right.
That's all blondes do.
Right.
Do you think they want to see what's downstairs and see if it matches?
Probably.
I said it.
Carpet the drapes, right?
You said that.
I said that. You always want to match. We always want to know if the carpet matches.
That
the
was drapes. Not. But see, that you don't have a question when we're brunette. Like, I'm really going to be blonde downstairs. No, you question. That's why.
Oh yeah.
That. So it's the. You
so we have figured this out.
Oh, that.
Okay, show over, y'all.
Oh,
we are done. We have figured this out. We have figured this out. We just want to know if the carpet matches the drapes.
Right.
And then, or quite frankly, if there's linoleum there instead of carpet.
Ask Courtney.
I already know the answer.
Yeah.
How?
She told me earlier.
Courtney.
No, okay. Well, you want to share
everybody
that with
else
the crowd?
Doesn't know the answer.
I used to sell laser hair removal. That's all I'm going to say.
That's the linoleum I'm referring to, y'all.
Well, so. Because my roommate sold laser hair removal, I have the same answer. So it's not...
There
not
you go.
Right, so the mystery's gone out of this group here. So,
You know what? I have something to say.
I would hope.
Surprise!
That's
surprise.
What we're here for.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, wait. Before you do that, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Which one of y'all is more chatty, the blonde or the brunette?
Clearly the brunette. Mm.
I don't know. She's pretty chatty.
No. There's a difference between chatty and opinionated.
She's opinionated.
Oh.
Okay.
She just sometimes keeps it to herself.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
So you gotta be chatty and opinionated, you're brunette.
Yes, yeah. Well, that goes more about taking life too seriously, you know.
You say?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you want to say?
I think
turn your phone back.
Just right in those it's an article, it's right along those lines. Right here. It says in any case, they found that blondes do in fact have more fun to the point of their careers suffering for it.
Yes.
As for brunettes, we're said to be a bit more baller than our fair-haired, fun-loving counterparts because we do better at our jobs and are perceived as leaders.
Right.
And, again, I have a problem with that because...
But it's very true.
But no, it's true, mm-hmm. perception-wise.
Yep.
But here's my thing on it. Courtney doesn't take life as seriously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So some people are going to take that as she doesn't take anything seriously.
Right.
That's not fair.
That's true.
She's had plenty baller jobs. She's led complete market development for market campaigns mm-hmm. for different marketing brands. I'm not going to drop any, but
right.
she's led those like statewide.
Mm-hmm.
She has been the lead at centers for, you know, different medical spas and things like that. Like, and she's just landed another huge job where I literally keep saying like a boss.
Yeah.
Because she's like a boss. So it's not true. Even though she doesn't take life very seriously, she will take a career seriously. Now, if she had her way, she would rather be Miss, you know, free spirit. I don't have to worry about a 9-to-5 career.
Right.
Whatever. Whereas I'm more, you better give me a 9-to-5 career. I'm bored as hell.
Right.
She will fill her time with lots more, like, things that fulfill her needs. And I don't know if that's because she's blonde or not.
Right.
So I think that that's not fair for them to say blondes aren't ballers. Blondes are more carefree, and they might not be more type A, and they might not whatever. You know what? We should. I want to find some stats on this whole ENTJ, you know, your whatever, extrovert, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think they should have a question, what's your hair color at the damn end?
Male, female,
hair color.
Ethnicity,
Do you think blondes are more introverted than brunettes are?
Male introverted? No.
Yeah.
But you don't have to speak up because you get approached too so easily. Sometimes I need to be noticed. I'm going to need to speak up.
Because everybody in the free world knows that Claudia is an extrovert.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that, we could talk nurture versus nature if you want. I had to move a lot growing up. I changed school 17 times.
I
had to make friends.
Not 17, but yeah, you have to do the same thing.
And friends have come to me because I'm blonde and fun.
But I'm fun. She tells me all the time.
It doesn't matter the hair color. Modesty is not an issue with either one of them, right?
I'm going to start recording her. She's like, who has more fun than you? I'm like, I know, right?
I know, right? Well, you know. Totally thing. All right, I want to share a couple of fun facts that I looked up.
Oh, I love fun facts.
Yeah, and I don't know how you're going to feel about it, but a study done in the UK a couple years ago surveyed 2,000 men, found that almost a third said they preferred brunettes. Now, first of all, I don't know what their choices were, because blonde, brunette, redhead pretty much are the three, right?
So, sure.
Bald. But when the study was conducted in other countries such as France, the United States, Spain, Italy, and Brazil, the most preferred hair color, Claudia,
what?
Was black.
Ooh.
So now you need to move, apparently, to Brazil or Italy or Spain.
Obviously, I'm in a category on
the United States.
Go figure.
Yeah, well, you know. But like I said before, as long as your teeth are not that color, you're good to go.
Never would they ever.
But what does all that mean? Psychologists tell us that women who are not naturally born blondes tend to go blonde because they want to stand out, right?
Yes.
And they succeed because only 10% of the population, as I said earlier, is naturally blonde.
Mm-hmm.
In a sea of dark-haired women, a blonde is certainly going to turn heads.
Yes.
But it seems that old stereotypes die hard because in the recent hard times, financial hard times of the country, we've seen more blonde women dyeing their hair dark in order to be perceived as more professional in the office, mm-hmm. and thus less likely to be laid off.
Yes.
Do you agree with that? You see that? I do.
I can't even tell you how many times that thought had come into my head when interviewing for jobs and when I was working more in the promotional spokesmodel world, how many times I was so close to going brunette because I believe that.
See?
And how that make you feel because... how that make you feel? Because now you're getting competition not only from your light hair colors, but blondes turning into brunettes to give you more competition. Do we just need to kill them all? I mean, what happens here?
No. Then I'd be killing all my friends. No, I'm automatically jealous of a girl that can wear dark hair or light hair. Because, again, somebody that's truly very dark-haired like myself, almost in the black hair, you can't just go blonde and it look okay. Something about the skin color plus the dark, I don't know, you just can't. And so I'm jealous that they can go both ways, so I'm not going to be a hater. But,
you're jealous aesthetically, but what about a real...
No,
I'm
all about, supporting women and independent women. Obviously, the first show I was on with John, I'm all about independent women. So if you feel that you need to do that to get further in your career and to be where you want to be, then by all means, do it. Hopefully, if that helps you prove your point, you can always, go back. Or I'm not intimidated by that or inhibited or what. That doesn't bother me.
I guess my problem is I feel like I shouldn't have to do that. I should be able to be taken seriously
as a blonde. I've had to wear a blonde wig at promos because the client wanted the girls to all be blonde, so we all wore wigs so that we were unison. Even the blondes wore wigs so that we all had the same platinum
alcohol
and haircut. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
drank alcohol or it was an alcohol
company?
It was an alcohol company. And then I also, the guy I was dating at the time was like, you going to wear that wig in the bedroom? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. So.
That's not cool. Depends how long you've been together before you ask that question.
I mean,
so.
All in good fun.
Yeah.
But
you wear your cowboy hat. I wear the blonde wig. It's all good.
But
that's a brunette saying this too. That is not an easy blonde, for the record.
Exactly.
Okay, but let me ask you. Hang on. Let's ask you this question. How long did you wear that blonde wig for?
Shift-wise or total time?
Total time. How long was it?
Three, 4 hours.
But how many days? Just one day?
I mean, probably 1 to 2 days a week, depending on whatever shifts I signed up for.
Okay.
That's part of a team.
Oh, okay, right? Okay. So when you had that blonde wig on, did you act differently than you normally would? I think
having any wig on, you act differently because you're in an alter ego. I have friends that...
So you were acting mode at that point,
yeah,
right?
I think you're just a different... I have friends that wear wigs just because you feel like you can be different, and they may not even be a different color. It's just a different hairstyle.
Yeah, that's right.
So when you have a wig on, you're in costume, and you automatically act different. And
really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because, I mean, you're at work. No, sweetie, but you're at work. You're working a gig. You're doing whatever you're doing, and all of a sudden you're a blonde, and you're talking to the public. You're wheeling and dealing, whatever you're serving, whatever you're doing for this company with the public. Do you act differently with that blonde wig on than you would if you didn't have it on in that role? Did you find yourself doing that? Did you talk different? Did you look different? Did you act different?
I have to say, it wasn't the color of the wig. It was just the fact that I knew no one recognized. I saw people that I knew, and they still didn't know who I was.
Wow.
Claudia, is that you? Like,
yeah.
Once they maybe heard my voice or I said something. So,
like, hey!
Is that what I sound like, really? No. But
it's the RBF.
Exactly.
That right?
It's my resting bitch face. No. I don't think it was the color of the wig. I think it was the fact that my aesthetic and everyone in the group, whether they were blonde or not, changed dramatically because you're in a silver sequin dress with a blonde platinum wig. You look like the Temptations or whomever else. And
where was this
there,
at? Did I see you there?
Probably.
That
was
not McGinnis's, was it? I don't remember.
It was all over Nashville.
Okay, cool.
A couple months time.
I'll see pictures later. It's all good.
Here's my other thing. Like, I have a problem with some of these articles we're referring to or these statistics we're referring to because they're coming from countries that sometimes are predominantly one way. Italy, you're all tall, dark, and handsome, or all the women are dark features. So they're going to go, China,
dark,
one
yeah.
thing. Then, but Swedish, they're all blonde and blue eyes. So they think, so I think it's, and I even find myself doing this when interested in a male, I'll look at him and I'll be like, okay, he's my type. He's got dark features. I love that. But, and then I'll look, and normally if a guy has dark features, his whole family, for me, I have dark features, my entire family, there's not one light-haired person in the bunch. There's some
that just means you weren't adopted.
There's some light-eyed and some dark-eyed, but shut up, y'all. But no, I will look at a guy and I'm like, okay, he's my type. He's got dark hair, whatever. And sometimes because his mom and his sister both have dark features, that's not really super attractive to him because he doesn't see them in that light. So the blondes are what he wants to gravitate towards because they're different. They're exotic. They're extra sexy because these dark hair features on their mother and sister aren't
sexy. That's so funny because most guys want somebody like their mom.
But
To marry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But
and we
not
go
there,
back.
But
we
not
go
there.
Back.
Oh my God, that girl is sexy. Gonna go talk to her.
Yeah, that's just creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the brunette has to work harder to get his attention to marry because he's gonna be like, ooh, blonde, hot, whatever. And I would love to hear from some guys, honestly, right now because guys all have a type, and I don't care why you have your type. And you're
Well, what do you want
to
know?
I
used
recently,
to be a guy. Come on.
Used to be, huh? but he's still a guy. Trust me.
I am.
But recently I was at Whiskey Jam in Chicago, and I got to interview all the artists. There were like 11 of them, and I do this thing called the Or Game, and it's like blank or blank, pick one: chocolate or vanilla.
Chocolate. You know,
super salad.
Soup.
Baseball, football.
Baseball.
Blonde or brunette.
I'm not answering that question.
He pursed his lips. I thought I had him. But majority of the guys, they automatically said, blonde, sorry.
Blonde.
Don't apologize to me. Blonde, sorry. Don't apologize to me. It's fine. And so
I've heard from a musician, he said, you know.
Don't date those.
No, I'm just saying. You know, he said, I always notice a blonde in a room because they stand out.
Well,
because
they're 3 out of 10
exactly.
women are blonde.
And it's dark in there.
And it's dark in there and you glow in the dark.
And everybody's wearing black.
He wants to get with her.
Yeah,
okay.
So for me,
but
not
a musician wants to get with the girl.
Exactly.
Girl. What's your type, girl?
Blonde
brunette, girl.
Girl.
Breathing.
But no, I would love to hear from some guys if you're still out there and you can either call in or in our chat room. Like, I want to know, like, you may have your type, blonde or brunette, and we're not judging, but Courtney's not judging. What's your hair color? What is the women in your family? What is their hair color? Because I really think they're just like, I went to Beijing and everybody said, oh my God, the Chinese men are going to love you. No, they're not. I'm 5'4" with black hair. I look like everyone else. And I saw it for myself. A blonde male or female walked through and the women either rushed to the man and went like paparazzi, like he's famous and he may just have blonde hair and be nothing, or same thing for females. So I think if it's different from what you're accustomed to, whether it be your culture, your race, your whatever, or your family even, I think that also gives you, just like Courtney said last night, I said, look at him. He is tall, dark, and handsome. She said, yep. I said, he just smiled at you. And she said, nope, dark likes dark. Nope, I don't find that to be the case. So I'd like to hear from some guys. And you obviously have dark hair.
Thank you.
Tell me. Just answer this. You're not going to tell us blonde or brunette, and that's fine.
It's the woman under the hair that matters.
That is true. And you're older and you understand that.
Hey, yes.
You're
true.
Seasoned. You're experienced.
Seasoned. Thank you.
Experience.
But I'm serious. I know your life experiences.
I know. Okay.
So I know you. So I know what you've been doing. I know that you have learned from those, and that's amazing.
Yes, totally.
And that's very appreciative. So, but before, say, let's go John Fraser up until 29 years old. Let's go.
I'll try to remember that far back.
Let's go 16 to 29, John Fraser.
Okay.
Three most, and I don't want to say most important or cure them or rate them, but three longest or most serious relationships you had from 16 to 29, hair colors.
One redhead, one.
What?
Yeah.
He's gonna say
no.
One blonde,
16 to 29 now. Yeah, and one and two brunettes.
Okay.
Not because I didn't have an opportunity, sure. But the timing wasn't right with mm-hmm. any of the, you know, the blondes or whatever. I just didn't like them
right.
for whatever reason.
I will say we've been hating on redheads, but I personally think that some of the most beautiful redheaded women out there mm-hmm. will tower above the most beautiful blonde and brunettes. Like, I'm sorry, there are some very, very yes. beautiful redheaded women, and I've heard people saying this is mean, but if you are a beautiful redheaded woman, then you are very pretty, as if redheaded women can't be pretty, and that's
right.
mean. But I don't think you should say it that way. I just think there are, you're just extra exotic and unique, and you're extra beautiful because of that. So we're not hating on the redheads.
Nope.
But, okay, so you answered that question, and I want to ask one more.
Okay.
Then I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You've been married, right?
Okay.
How many times?
Once, thank you.
What color was her hair?
Boring brown.
Boring brown.
Be nice.
I am being nice, yeah. actually. So, yeah. Brown.
It's funny that you bring that up.
Why?
Because you said a lot of women that may be brown-haired or almost blonde but not truly natural blonde will go blonder. I've heard a lot of women say, I don't want to be that mousy mm-hmm. brown color. It's that boring brown color.
Right.
And I think I blame that on our race because we have this Caucasian skin that's tannish, brownish, taupish, whatever,
yeah.
and either two things stand out on it. Blonde, which is lighter than your skin,
mm-hmm.
or black or brown, which is darker than your skin. That mousy brown, you're just all.
Well, then you have the sandy blonde or
the dirty,
you know, the dirty blonde, strawberry blonde, which is close to brown basically. I mean, it's somewhere in the middle there. But you know, there's
yeah.
so many with hairstylists, and it's like y'all's fingernail polish. There's 40,000 different colors
there
or
is.
Shades of nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets paid a lot of money
right.
to come up with a hair color.
Right.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, but you have to go by, you know, the carpet, I guess, to figure it out.
The carpet.
You know, well, it's my ex-wife, so I can say that. But my last relationship a couple years ago, don't know what color her hair was because she dyed it like burgundy.
Oh,
you
okay.
know, or pink or somewhere in the middle
yeah.
of that, you know. So, I mean, I never knew her the year and a half that we dated was, you know, it was pretty much the same color, which not a natural color. So,
right.
you know, but again, it was person and
but
not.
But I think if you were
color.
To classify her on a spectrum, she would lean towards brunette. It's a darker shade.
Probably, yeah.
It's a fake shade.
Dark
it doesn't
light. Count.
It's a dark light thing.
It wasn't blonde. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Right.
So I'm due for a blonde.
Did any guys speak up?
Nah, let's see. Dark features are personally Derek. Derek's calling you out, Derek. Dark features is his preference, but to quote him, I don't knock a beautiful blonde out of the running. And I think we all think that. I mean, we all, you know.
Well
but,
played, Derek.
Yeah, well said, well played. and I'll speak for, you know, myself that, you know, it's going to be the person, you know, who I'm with again is going to be the person. You know,
well, yeah, but
and it doesn't
I
matter
mean,
the color of hair. Yes,
yeah,
I
want
to gravitate
meeting.
Towards the blonde,
yes.
but I'm going to really, you know,
be
enjoy being around. And yeah,
right.
but so anyway,
I
yeah,
think.
If you guys could be in my seat right now, you can see I am so trying to be politically correct right now. It's not even funny.
He's trying so hard.
I'm like,
well.
I'm
he
like moving
doing
away.
Well.
He's awkwardly
position,
leaning certain ways, that he says certain things because he is literally sandwiched in the middle
yeah.
of us around these microphones. That's what I think how you started the show tonight. You said, there goes the blonde moment.
All right, you've already been called out using
okay.
the blonde moment once. You can't
it's
do it again.
Just it happens a lot. Okay.
The wine moment.
It's yeah,
wine
there you go. Whatever. That happens a lot, too.
Yes.
Wine. Okay, so you started the show by saying, where was I going with this for real?
No clue.
Hold on.
I don't know.
Hold on.
You want to think about it while I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. Our chat room is busy tonight, and Derek shares again that dark features also go for the eyes. The dark around the eyes makes it a more exotic, which, you know, he likes personally more than the softer look.
Okay.
And the blonde has a softer
Wait,
look.
Darker the eyes or around the
around
eyes?
The eyes.
Okay.
Okay,
blondes
eyebrows, eyelashes.
Blondes always have black eyelashes.
No, they don't.
No.
No,
there
they
are,
don't.
There are a lot of
her
like,
eyelashes are
blonde.
Much lighter
yeah.
than yours.
You think?
And
oh, yeah.
tell you what, and women
it's
that have
pretty,
your color
yeah.
hair,
mm-hmm.
Claudia, that have your color eyebrows and dye their hair blonde, which is, like you said, really hard to
mm-hmm.
do, but they do it. I don't like that really dark, dark eyebrow with
that
the blonde hair.
Contrast, yeah.
That's like, okay, ew.
Right.
Soft contrast.
Yeah, you need to have it softer. You need to have it a little less pronounced. I mean, you might as well be the woman who takes a Sharpie and colors in her eyebrows, you know, just with a black Sharpie, and your eyes never move.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So,
there's a lot of that. Nowadays.
Did you remember?
I didn't. It just left me again.
Okay, third time's a charm.
I know, right? No, I think it was along the lines of easier to approach. Yeah,
blondes are.
I know. But you started the show out. Do you remember your statement? Actually, let me put you on the spot.
I just threw it away.
You started the show with blondes are easier to approach than brunettes. Where was I going with this? Blondes are easier to approach than brunettes. I know where I was going with this. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Sorry, guys. It's been a long day. Okay. So you started the show with, you know, blondes are easier to approach than brunettes, and so that's why blondes get hit on more. But then these were your words. You said, we have to work harder to keep the brunette. We have to really plan the date.
Oh, yeah, the romantic party,
yes,
sure.
The romantic party. Like, yeah, that was it, that whole thing.
Okay.
We have to really focus on, like, what are we going to do to impress her because she's this, and this because she's brunette. Yeah. I have a couple really good guy friends who we talk about everything, like, as if I'm one of the guys. Now, I'm not even going to say as if they're one of the girls. I'm talking like as if I was one of the guys. We talk about everything. And two of them on different occasions have said to me, you know, me and my guys and as a guy in general, but I can speak for my friends and I think I can speak for men in general because I see a lot of guys do this. There's the girl that you hold way up here on a pedestal.
She's putting her hand above her head.
Way up here above my head on a pedestal. And she's up there and she is, if you were to describe your perfect girl, that's her. She's up there. She's amazing in every single way. Physically, aesthetically, mentally, emotionally, athletically, financially. I mean, there's a lot of leads.
Why not?
There she is, right? Then there's the girl you marry. And I looked at him and I was like, really? And Jamal, I'll give you props on this one because Jamal is the first guy who ever told me this, one of my best guy friends, and then another guy recently did too. And I said, what do you mean? He said, that girl that's way up there, she's up there for a reason. And you're going to have to work hard not only to get her, but to keep her. And for men, and I'm not dogging men here, but when you have, like you even said, you said it though, when you have to work so hard at something, it's a little tiring, it's a little overrated, and it's a little like... But then there's the girl you marry because she's still beautiful and she still has a lot of great qualities and all this, but she's going to be down here because she's not going to leave me and she's not going to let me go, but even if I cheat on her, even if I whatever, because she depends on me because she maybe doesn't have a career because maybe she doesn't have confidence because maybe she is blonde. But I'm not going hair color here, but I do think if you were to put us two in a category, the brunette would probably be in that same category. Like you said, harder to work for, harder to keep.
No, I completely disagree.
Okay, share your side and then I'm going to tie-break this thing.
Okay, because this is where I think it goes. This is a viewpoint of mine, blonde versus brunette. That brunette is the girl that they marry because she is easy to keep as a wife. Because just like you said, Claudia, the blonde is going to be more about herself and you are going to be more giving because you are the brunette. So you're going to be more giving towards him and he don't have to worry about the brunette at home because the blonde, when she's out, is going to get approached more. More people are going to come after the blonde, not so much the brunette.
I very much disagree with that. I very much disagree. I think that you have to this goes back to the independent woman thing though. Like to keep me interested and to keep me around and to not be scared you're going to lose me by the next amazing guy.
We're talking about
I'm talking about the career woman who we all said is brunette, the career, the leader, the baller, like all the stats say, like that's the brunette. I think that that's difficult. What you got, John?
Okay. Y'all going to listen to me for a little bit. All right.
We promised him.
Okay. You're talking about, and Jamal, I'm going to give you props here too, but I'm going to probably disagree with what you're saying. The woman that you put up here on the pedestal, okay, blonde or brunette, I don't really care who it is. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you marrying her? You are working your ass off, guys, to put this woman up there on a pedestal, and hopefully she's reciprocating, okay? Hang on. Okay, yes, you're working your ass off, but it's because you want to and because she enjoys it and she's reciprocating. That's the one you need to marry. If you marry somebody here a little lower, then you're not working it right and you're not romancing her enough and she's not romancing you enough because you both need to be on each other's pedestal to make it work.
You make a very good point.
I know that.
Because I asked that question.
Okay, so what do you say?
And his answer was, I have to work really hard to keep her, though. If I slip up once, because we're humans and much less we're men. He said it. We fuck up.
Yeah.
And that girl that's way up there, she's not going to tolerate it. She's going to bounce.
Well, like, let me add another.
Well, then
let
she's, not the,
one.
She's not the one.
Because I will say the guys that have, after me, have gone to blondes, they keep messing up and those girls keep sticking around.
Yeah, but I'll guarantee you at some point the girls are messing up too.
Then let me throw this in.
Because they're blonde?
Jamal.
No, because they're women.
Jamal. Probably African-American. African-American up here, down here. Brunette. She's still brunette, if that's who he's dating.
Wait, what?
Like
Jamal. Oh, okay.
Wait, what? I didn't get what you said.
Sorry, hey, do over.
If he's dating just African-American women.
No, he's not.
But I'm just saying.
But a lot of, actually, when I go back
they're
to that skin
brunette.
Thing. But when I, go back, no, when I go back to that skin thing, blonde, a lot of African-American women go lighter. Most of them have lighter hair because it's more. It's
I don't think they have a blonde skin. Versus brunette, though,
I don't know. He dates all races, so I don't think, and his friends do. So I don't, it wasn't a race thing.
Okay, but I think.
And he's very successful, has got his MBA with me, has his own business. Like, it's very, like, we're talking corporate career, we're talking women that are very up here, and like,
who are brunette.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Come around. Go around.
I should have said his name
around.
So you wouldn't have gone
that. But that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you bring up a really good point, and the two of you are really good examples because both of you are very, very picky. Right, and we're going to get into your personal life here for just a second. Mm-hmm. Very picky.
Talked about our grapes or our carpet. Which one? Wait.
I was talking in general. I wasn't your specific. Ahead. You talked about your specific laser hair removal situation, but I didn't. That's a whole other topic.
He's flustered.
Yeah, can you tell? Right. I fluster easily.
Why?
Anyway, hardwood floors exactly. Crap, now you made me have a blonde moment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, why do we say blonde moment? I want to say, I had a brunette moment.
I had a brunette moment, okay?
All right, I have a senior moment for me, right? Okay, both of you have, and I don't want to say use the word struggle, but you're very picky. Your relationships are very...
Non-existent.
Well, non-existent is a wrong word, but you're not going to jump anything just to be in something.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, and men have to work hard to...
Get us to commit.
To commit, or even, you know, even just to go out on a date.
Yes.
You know, just
a
good date. You're very busy, exactly.
Yes.
Busy women. So, to put you up on the pedestal, as Claudia put it, it will take a lot of work. But the two of you, just like all other women, you have to have it...
I have a question.
No? What?
You said it takes a lot of work to put somebody on a pedestal?
To keep them up there, too.
I just feel like that's
to put them up there.
I feel like being on a pedestal is someone's mindset. I don't think you work to put someone there. To make me feel like I'm on a pedestal is work. But in your mind, if I'm on a pedestal.
I don't even like the word work. It should not be work, first of all. Okay? It should be something that you, as the female, wants that guy to do. Okay? You are open. Your heart is open. Your mind is open to being put up there and romanced and wooed and whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And to me, you're up there, but he better be up there with you. Mm-hmm. And you better be reciprocating that as the relationship grows.
Right.
Okay. But to sit there and you two don't do this, but I know a lot of women who do, to sit there and expect him to take you out to dinner and to buy you things and to take you on the boat and take you on vacation and do all that. And the only reciprocation you do is put him out.
Right.
Is bullshit.
Right, it is.
Okay? So that just means that, you know, you're basically a gold digger.
Which?
Agreed?
Is a blonde?
Is a blonde thing. But it's not, it's a gold blonde term, but it's not a blonde.
When you hear a gold digger, what do you think?
You think blonde.
Yeah.
But brunettes do it all the time, too.
They do.
They just cover it up a little better, I think. Okay? So I am lecturing. Hello. Thank you. But I just want to, I want to just, make it available for everybody out there that when you're getting into a relationship with somebody, whether they're blonde, brunette, or redhead, redhead's in this category altogether. We've already been over that, especially in the romantic area. But, if you're going to get into something with somebody and your heart is open to that and with that person, it should be mutual. It should be mutual. I mean, society says we need, as men, we need to romance you. Agreed.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
To win your heart, win your favor, whatever you want to call it. But, God, you got to do more than just sex.
Yeah. You do.
Not that we don't, we want that. Don't get us wrong. But we want that.
I think that this whole conversation, a lot of people automatically thought, blonde versus brunette, who cares? Because in the end, looks fade, looks change. It's your
we
personality.
We all have white hair
whatever.
At the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I think we focused this conversation. I kind of wish we would have advertised that more. Like, this conversation wasn't about true aesthetics. Like, what's more attractive, blonde or brunette?
Well, yeah, it was. We were beginning was.
Okay, fine. John said it was. But it was
myself.
True, like, personality stuff and whatever. So maybe if there were some way, I would love to interview 100 silver-haired, 25-plus-year married couples that could tell me what was her hair color when we first started dating. And
you know
what?
And that fascinates the shit out of me.
I went on a date with a guy last week.
You did not.
I know, right?
Silver hair?
Really?
No, he was not. Listen, and he even said, I told him about this show coming up, and he said, my grandpa made my granny, she was brunette, and he made her dye her hair blonde because he said blondes are more fun. I said, did she? She said, she never done anything he said.
And that was two generations ago.
Yeah, that's how women were back in the day.
But I always am fascinated when I see, somebody over 70, what they looked like when they were younger,
mm-hmm.
when they were
right.
our age or when they were teenagers or whatever, because it just fascinates me how we age,
yeah.
you know. And we hate it. I mean, we're all doing pretty good here, but, we'll talk again in 20 years, see where we are, right? So
we'll look back at that picture.
Anyway. So we're going to wrap up tonight. Any final thoughts or words? Courtney, you've been kind of quiet in the last few minutes because I've been ranting, but you go ahead and lead us off. Any final words on being a blonde?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree. I think that the stereotype is still out there, that people still look at blondes and think that they're just there for a good time. And hopefully, I can change that one blonde at a time.
Okay, we're going on tour, baby.
Leadership baller type
thing. It was. She's a baller. I have new respect for her.
Watch out.
Mad skills for this girl.
You know?
Claudia?
I mean, did I not say enough?
Yeah.
One last statement.
Courtney. Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard you.
Of course she did.
There's going to be a small brawl when we're done here.
Negative.
No.
No. I never really had a true... I never really thought before. I did a lot of research for this. I will say, in my own personal selfish sense, if I see a really good-looking dark-haired guy, I automatically think he's going to be into blonde because he's surrounded by dark hair, and I think I'm back to that culture thing. What are you around it? What is your country? What is your whatever? Ethnicity? What is your whatever? And I think sometimes I'm like, shit out of luck because I'm dark-haired. So you're
discriminating against men because of your hair color.
Maybe. Maybe a little bit.
That's just cold.
I know. But it's y'all's fault.
Oh.
I can't say that at the last minute. Anyway.
I can go another 30 minutes here. We're good.
I just think that I do think that blondes have a little more tough, even though...
To be
taken seriously, because you have to balance that, though, because brunettes have it a little more tough because we don't get approached as easily because y'all think we're like ball busters. So, like... Come on, there has to be a happy medium. We have to find a balance. That's why when Courtney and I go out, or when Courtney and I have Casa de C Squared nights, or when we're on a radio show, it's awesome because it's a very good balance. And it might be because she's blonde and brunette. I don't know. But we find a very equal acceptance into the universe.
True.
When we are wherever we are, home, out, traveling, on a plane, whatever. I will say, we both travel a lot.
Yeah.
We've both been on a lot of planes this year. She always gets effing phone numbers on airplanes, and I never do.
Who wants one? Okay.
No, but I'm telling you, she gets business cards.
No.
She gets. I've not been hit on a plane once.
Aww.
Effing Jesus said next to me.
Have
when
Monica
I texted Courtney one time, and I said, there's a really hot guy at my gate. You better make him sit by me. Do your universe work. And she said, okay. I get on the plane, and Jesus sat next to me, and I sent her a picture because he was Jesus. I'm talking holes in the hands and everything. It was very weird. It was weird.
I'm not
and
sure
I said,
where she's going with this
I said,
know,
you
either.
Prayed. I said, I told you to pray.
Like,
you
gotta, this is her line voice.
Yeah. She did text me last time I was on the show. Line voice.
I
do have a line voice. You all know it.
Okay.
But no, for real. She texted me and said, I told him to sit next to you in the universe, and then Jesus sat next to me, and the cute boy was gone. So she always gets it on planes. I don't know.
Okay, when you start getting upgraded to first class for no reason,
then we'll talk,
right? So, you had that done before? Upgrade to first class on a plane? Yeah, talk to the hand then. Okay,
no.
That's what I thought.
Like randomly?
Yeah.
Like, no, didn't know who did it, like randomly?
Yeah.
No.
Or upgraded to front row from the back of the Ryman.
I get free drinks on the plane.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
I travel with my other blonde friend on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We both order drinks.
Yep.
I have free drinks anyway because I fly so much. So I have a bunch of coupons.
Yeah.
But I'm about to hand them the coupons. And the little note, the little napkin says, "You look beautiful today." To the blonde with me.
Well, you look beautiful always.
I know, yeah.
Courtney, you do the same. Thanks, so thank you guys both for being with us. Next week, we are going to have our good friend Holly Tong.
Woo!
Releasing her new book called Chick Flicks Lie. So in the month of April. So she will be my guest next Thursday night, 6:30.
P.S. She's blonde.
But
amazing.
About dating disasters. Let's do that.
Oh, blonde, God, yeah. But amazing.
So we're gonna end the song with the song tonight. We played a couple weeks ago when Claudia was here last time. We're gonna play it again. It's written by our good friend Mark Onsway and the late Lorna Flowers. It's called Hey Hey Love. It's performed by Mark. Y'all have a great week, and we will talk to you next Thursday. And as always, peace out.
Thank you, John.
Bye, John.
Spend so much time. Wanna catch the sun. I wanna catch the sun.